Back into session, and Mr. Parker, do you need to get this done, I think? Is that correct?
Yes, well, I can.
Yes, no, I know. Let's go to item 8, and then we're going to go right into public hearings, okay? Because this won't take long. Is that okay with you there, Mr.?
That's quite all right.
All right, I want to make sure. All right, we're at recess as the Board of Supervisors and convened as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Item 8A is public comment. Is there any public comment online? And I'll give it a pause there while I go in-house. Anyone in-house? None in-house? How about online?
None online.
All right. Item 8B.
Good morning, Matt Parker, Natural Resources. This item is regarding State Water Board is having a listening session today at 1 o'clock. Taking comments from the public regarding whether to extend the current emergency regulations put forth in the Scott and Shasta Valleys or receive comments regarding alternative plans moving forward. So this item is to, discuss and authorize either Chair Kopsaf or Director Hout or direct staff to provide comments on behalf of the GSA, being that it looks like board members may not be able to attend. And,
correct.
So questions on what's happening?
I would motion for staff to be able to do that because we're not going to be able to get there.
I'll leave it at that.
And a second.
Alrighty.
Great.
Director Help?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yes, but can you give me the comments that you make so I can...
It'll be recorded.
I would still like you to give me the comments ahead.
Do I need to finish?
And through the chair, I believe on the worksheet you can identify that.
Sure. You want me to read the three main points I'm going to comment on?
Sure.
So item to focus on, the GSA is supportive of developing volunteer collaborative solutions and management plans as opposed to the use of emergency regulations. Item 2, through the SGMA process, the GSA has collected the most robust set of hydrologic data available, and groundwater management decisions should be led by the GSA. And item 3, emphasize the GSA's desire to utilize our multi-stakeholder developed groundwater advisory committees as a tool and forum to discuss projects and management actions that play a role in better water use decisions.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll work.
So I'll start over.
Yep, go ahead.
Director Help?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Kopsaf?
Aye. We're going to continue minute approval to the next meeting.
Yes, please.
We'll adjourn as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District. And go to public hearings, item 14. And I think the first one is 14A. Community Development Public Hearing to consider two resolutions approving an amendment to existing Ag Preserve and one approving rescission and reentry of existing Williamson Act contracts under application APA 2314. Supervisor Chris?
Yeah, I'll be recusing myself from this one for
okay.
obvious reasons.
All right.
Conflict of interest on A and then possible conflict for the rest of the public hearings.
For Williamson Act?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, or good afternoon, sorry.
Good here, thank you. Bernadette Sisman, Associate.
Sorry, it is good morning. The clock's wrong, sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
We're still morning.
I'm looking at like we got to hurry up here. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So, Bernadette Sisman, Associate Planner. Today, I'm bringing to you Eleanor Chris's property proposal to rescind their property from the existing Williamson Act contract, which has multiple property owners, and to create a single contract consisting solely of their property. The property is located on State Highway 97, south of the community of McDowell. They propose to continue the commercial ag use of intensive farming. During the review process, it was found that two parcels at 234 acres are substandard in size. In response, the applicant has submitted an application to reconfigure the parcels to remedy this issue. Additionally, the existing agricultural preserve does not meet current standards, is that in that it, the property is under several different ownerships which are not contiguous. So in order to accomplish the request and effectuate the boundary line adjustment, staff would first recommend rescinding the property from the existing Williams and Act contracts, amend the existing ag preserve to remove the subject property, create a new ag preserve consisting of only the subject property, and create a corresponding Williams and Act contract. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 153.317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt the resolutions as provided in the recommended motion. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
There's no correspondence with the clerk's level with this one.
Presentation of reports, arguments, and or evidence by other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Anyone online?
Showing
none. Seeing none on both. Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
Showing none online.
There, now public comment. Anyone in house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Rebuttal. So there's no rebuttal by proponents or opponents, and we can close the hearing and bring it back to the board. Any questions? If not, I'm looking for action. I have a motion and second.
Sorry. All right, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Copsell.
Aye. Item 14B, community development public hearing for Williams and Act contract under APA 2409. Staff report.
Thank you, Bernadette Susan, Associate Planner. Arabella Merlot proposes to rescind her property from the existing Williams Snap contract, which currently has multiple property owners, and create a contract consisting solely of her property. The project site is located on Gazelle Callahan Road, north and east of the community of Callahan. This is the last property that was part of the Hayden Ranch and Wildlands Conservancy Amendment and Non-Renewal Project. Ms. Merlot had requested and been granted an extension to apply for her own contract as required to not be part of the non-renewal process for contract 78019. She proposes to continue the commercial ag use of livestock grazing. Because the existing ag preserve does not meet current standards, as the property is under different ownerships and not contiguous, it should also be addressed. Staff recommends amending the existing ag preserve to remove the property, rescind subject property from the existing contract, and create individual ag preserve and corresponding contract consisting of only the Merlot property. Staff also recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 153.17, open space easements or contracts, and adopt resolutions approving the rescission of the applicant's property and re-entry of the new Williams Snack contract and amendment to the agricultural preserve. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence?
No correspondence at the clerk level.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
None online. So there's no rebuttal by proponents and no rebuttal by opponents. Close the hearing and bring it back to the board. Sure, go ahead.
Not an issue with this, with what we're doing here, but I do have a question regarding one of the items we're going to take up is the Williams and Act contract changes and the changes in the administration. Because I looked at the aerial photo on this one, using this as an example, a lot of this is TPZ. Seasonal grazing. How in the future would a parcel like this be treated should we adopt the regulations that are coming up where we're trying to shift some of this to TPZ?
So should the property owner indicate that the primary use is timber? with maybe an accessory use of livestock grazing like you're describing, they have the opportunity to apply to rezone to TPZ. There is state legislation that allows for that without having the contract cancellation fees that normally would apply when you cancel. And they don't have to go through the 9-year non-renewal process. They can do immediate cancellation or actually request the board, and then basically the state mandates that the board will approve the cancellation of a contract upon your approval that it be rezoned to TPZ. So there is a process that's laid out. Humboldt County has gone through that process, so we've been provided with a solid example of what we need to do to accomplish that for property owners should they qualify.
So it would be the property owner's choice then?
Yes. And
we wouldn't trigger some kind of an audit procedure to make them change something in the future?
No, there's also within the government code that if a contract has been established with a use that's allowed at that time, and then the county later on determines that that's not going to be an allowed use under their current guidelines, we can't go back and retroactively say you don't qualify anymore. Should they come in and want a new contract for timberland, we can say no once we establish that updated guideline.
Okay, and one more question, sorry. So should the owner in the future want to do that, would we have to then parcel out that portion of TPZ from Williamson Act and redefine this, or you know, how would that work?
It would be a rezone of their entire parcel. We don't do partial.
Okay.
Partial rezone.
You have to go through the planning commission?
Yes, absolutely. The same process for any rezone.
Okay.
That
helps me.
All right, anyone else? Not, I move the recommended motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye. Item 14C, Community Development, public hearing, two resolutions regarding Ag Preserve and Williamson Act under application APA 2411. Staff report.
Thank you. Bernadette Sazen, Associate Planner. Larry and Don Root proposed to rescind the property that they recently purchased from the existing Williamson Act contract, which currently has multiple property owners, and to create a contract consisting solely of property under their ownership. The project site is located east of the community of McDowell on Long Prairie and Techner Robinson Road. They proposed to change the commercial ag use from the approved use under the current contract of livestock grazing to intensive farming. Because the existing ag preserve does not meet current standards and the property is under different ownerships and not contiguous, it should also be addressed. Staff recommends amending the existing ag preserve to remove this property, rescind the subject property from the existing contract, create an individual ag preserve and corresponding contract consisting of only the roof property. Staff also recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt resolutions approving the rescission of the applicant's property and re-entry of the new Williams Act contract and amendment to the Ag Preserve. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
There are no correspondence with this one as well.
Presentation of reports, arguments, and or evidence of by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
None online. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
None. Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Okay, no rebuttal by proponents or opponents. Close of the hearing and bring it back to the board. I'll make the recommended motion.
Second.
Alrighty, Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Chris? Supervisor Ogren, sorry.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye. Item 14D, public hearing, two resolutions, Ag Preserve and Williamson Act under application APA 2403. Staff report.
Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. The county received a boundary line adjustment application which proposes to transfer approximately 18 acres between two parcels, one owned by Smiths and the other by Soleil. Because the property is within an ag reserve and encumbered by different land use contracts, those preserve and contracts must be addressed. All of the subject property is within one ag reserve, but because this preserve consists of property that is not contiguous and not owned in common, staff recommends the existing preserve be amended to remove the subject property and a new preserve created consisting of only the subject property. Each of the parcels is encumbered by a separate contract. The property should be rescinded from each contract and a new contract be created for each property owner. In order to accomplish the boundary line adjustment, staff would recommend to first rescind the proposed property from the land use contract, amend the existing ag preserve to remove the subject property, create a new ag preserve, and create two land use contracts, one for each owner, which now reflect the proposed configuration of the resultant parcels. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt the resolution approving the rescission of the applicant's property and reentry of the new Williams Knapp contracts. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
No correspondence for this one either.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents or opponents. Close of the hearing. Action by the board.
Second. All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye. 14E, public hearing two resolutions. Ag Preserve Williamson Act under application APA 2412. Staff report.
Thank you. Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. Steve DeClerc has recently purchased property that is only a portion of an existing contract pursuant to the county guidelines. He has applied for a Williams Net contract amendment, which proposes to rescind his property from the existing Williams Net contract and to create a contract consisting solely of his property. The project site is located east of the community of Hornbrook. He intends to continue the commercial ag use of livestock grazing. During the review of the project, it was found one parcel at 0.34 acres is substandard in size. Staff informed the applicant and discussed the option of the boundary line adjustment. The applicant explored this option and has decided to leave the 0.34 acre parcel as is and move forward with his proposal as indicated in his email to staff, which is included as Exhibit E to the staff report. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines sections 15317, open space easements or contracts, adopt the resolutions amending the existing act preserve to remove the subject property, rescind the property from the existing contract, and create individual act preserve and corresponding contract, and direct staff to issue the notice of non-renewal for the substandard parcel. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
Yes, the clerk's office received letters that we send out, our notification letters, unable to forward from a last name Trolesi, Muller, Shibata, and Prado. Like I said, we were unable to forward those. Those came back to the clerk's office.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents or opponents, and we'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board. Okay. Second.
Okay. Alrighty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsik?
Aye. 14F, Community Development Public Hearing, two resolutions on an Ag Preserve and Williamson Act under contract application APA 2410. Staff report, sorry.
Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. The applicants have proposed to rescind property from the existing Williamson Act contracts, which currently have multiple property owners, and to create a contract for each owner. The project site is located west of the city of Montague. The proposed primary agricultural use for both contracts is rangeland and pasture for livestock production and forage. Neither property owner, Carmichael nor Manley, proposed to increase or decrease acreage within the Ag Preserve. However, one Carmichael parcel at 23 acres is substandard in size. The applicant was notified that this 23-acre parcel does not meet acreage requirements. He responded that they are not opposed to the non-renewal of the 23-acre parcel and requested the application to move forward as submitted. Because the subject property is within two ag preserves, each of which has property under different ownerships that is not contiguous, the existing preserve should be amended to remove the subject property and a new preserve created consisting of only the subject property. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt resolutions amending the existing ag preserves to remove the subject property, to rescind the property from the existing contract, create an individual ag preserve and corresponding contracts, one for each of the property owners, and that direct staff to issue the notice of non-renewal for the substandard parcel. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
Yes, in this case, we also received a notification letter unable to forward from the last name Owens,
or
sent to Owens.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
Rebuttal by a proponent. There is no rebuttal by proponents or opponents. We'll close the hearing and bring it back to the board. A motion. I'll make the recommended motion.
Alrighty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Gonzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsik?
Aye. We're going to continue 14G. Is that to the next meeting? Is that correct? 12-3? Okay.
So 14G?
Yep. Continue to December 3rd.
12-3. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bernadette.
Thank you.
We're going to go back to, let's see here. Well, we'll recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as the Siskiyou Power Authority, item 9A. This is a time for public comment. Any public comment? Seeing none in-house, online?
Showing none online.
Okay, item 9B, transfer of funds.
I move to approve.
I have a motion to approve and a second.
Give me just a sec. I need to make a note here. Chris came back. Right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. You snuck in on me. All righty. So for the transfer of funds, we've got Director Help,
aye.
Director Valenzuela,
mm-hmm.
Director Chris,
aye.
Director Ogren,
aye.
And Director Kopsik.
Aye. We'll adjourn as the Siskiyou Power Authority. Is 11 getting... We're going on with 11. Is that correct? Okay. So we'll convene as the In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority, 11A. This is time for public comment. Any public comment? Anyone in-house? None? And online?
Showing none online.
And we're going to continue minute approval to the next meeting.
Correct. Thank you.
We'll adjourn as In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority. And we'll take up item 12, appointments.
Yes,
County
so
clerk.
12A is appointments, members of the Board of Supervisors to the RCRC Rural County Representatives of California Board of Directors for 2025, as well as to the Golden State Finance Authority and Golden State Connect Authority Board of Directors also for 2025. Last year, November of 23, Supervisor Kobseff was appointed delegate to the RCRC and GSFA, Golden State Finance Authority, and alternate to the Golden State Connect Authority, and Supervisor Haupt was appointed as alternate to RCRC and GSFA. In addition, Supervisor Ogren was appointed delegate to the Golden State Connect Authority. In February of 24, Supervisor Ogren was appointed alternate to those two to replace Supervisor Haupt.
Thank you. Sorry.
You're welcome. That's okay. We just need to know who for 2025.
Okay. We did CSAC because that's the alternate, because Supervisor Chris is the alternate now, and there's a potential vacancy there. So
you want it?
Go ahead.
Just do that.
So if we want to start with a delegate and one alternate to the RCRC Board of Directors.
I'm happy to continue.
And I'm happy to continue.
That'll be my motion.
Okay.
Kobseff and Ogren. Okay. And then out. Okay. All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
For sure.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kobseff?
Aye.
So the next would be alternate, direct delegate and alternate to the Golden State Finance Authority.
Those are usually the same.
Usually the same, yes.
That's
my
motion.
So hang on. There we go. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kobseff?
Aye.
So next. This would be the Golden State Connect Authority, which was a little bit different last year.
Yes.
Ogren was delegate,
yes.
And
Kobseff
was
alternate.
You want to keep it?
I'm happy to continue.
So moved.
Second.
Hang on. Oops. There we go. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Kobseff.
Aye. Item 12B.
So this one then is a little bit different as well. This one is the same overarching board, Rural County Representatives of California, RCRC, Environmental Services Joint Powers Authority, ESJPA Board of Directors for 2025. In November of 23, Supervisor Kobseff was appointed as delegate, and General Services Deputy Director Stephen Serdahl and Project Coordinator Aunt Amanda Kimball were appointed as first and second alternates, respectively. They are not in those positions anymore. I did get a hold of Joy Hall, and she requested appointment of General Services Project Coordinator Emily Harper and Deputy Director of General Services Jessica Skillen as first and second alternates, respectively.
First and second, okay.
Move to approve.
So, Kobseff as delegate.
Mm-hmm.
And the two alternates as listed?
As listed.
Thank you.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help?
Yes, ma'am.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Okay, Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kobseff?
Aye. 13 A and B, we're going to continue to December 3rd.
Thank you.
I think I've covered everything. We're going to close session. Is that correct? Go ahead.
County Council Natalie Reed, before we go into closed session, I just want to note we did add the 15E item, which is the Schlager versus County, and the board will go into closed session for that item under Government Code Section 54956.9B1, which is for existing litigation.
B is in void.
D1.
D, thank you. All right. In closed.
Okay, we're going to close.
Thank you.